The next kina is kina Zion. This is, in certain ways, one of the most mechudash, or shocking, of all of the kinos. It's not the most graphic and painful. We'll get to those as the morning goes on. But it is incredibly shocking and provocative and really novel in the sense that the theme of this kina, of Echa Atzta Ba'apcha, is our challenging of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. Stylistically, the way the kina is written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is contrasting in each stanza, Echa, how? Echa Atzta Ba'apcha, how could you rush to your anger, La'abed Biad Adomim, Emunecha, is of course referring to the second Churban, handing over, ruining your loyal people, your Emunecha, to the Edomim, to Rome, and Lo Zacharta, and you didn't remember, Bris Bein Abasarim, what happened? You promised, right? Any of us who have children, we know those words, right? Two most powerful words in a child's arsenal. You promised, you said, Lo Zacharta, Bris Bein Abasarim, what happened? Each stanza ends with this plaintive cry of Zachor Hashem Mehayalanu. So many powerful examples. Again, when we read the kina in a few moments, we should all read it slowly. And if you have English, certainly look at the English if you need it to help you, or any commentary you have. This is not normal Hebrew either, any of the kina. So you can translate it into readable Hebrew or into English, whatever you need to help find to understand the words. But there are so many examples of this. If you look a few stanzas later, Echa zanachta bezamcha lezalzel biyadzorim zvulecha. How could you abandon your sanctuary and your rage? Right, you allowed strangers zorim to defile it. Velozacharta chitun chukechorev. Right, which is a reference to Har Sinai, but in very powerful poetic terms, because it, of course, chitun chorev, the wedding. Right, Har Sinai was like the chuppah. It was the wedding canopy, the marriage of Hashem to the Jewish people. A number of years ago, I was scholar in residence in the Edgware community in London for Shavuos. And that was around the time of the wedding of the former prince. I don't know what his title is now, to that American movie star or whatever she was. Anyway, the amazing thing about the English, again, I know apparently the public opinion has turned on that couple. Not today's topic. But at the time, of course, it was a huge event and everyone was so excited. And everywhere I went, especially when I was in the airport, people said to me, are you here for the wedding? So first, I didn't know what they were talking about. Then I was just like bemused. What are you talking about? And at some point, I just for fun started saying, yes, of the Jewish people and their God. That's Shavuos. That's the wedding of the Jewish people. I only said that to other Jews, just for the record. I wasn't looking to get in trouble. Anyway, so that's Chitun Chorev. So how could you forget us, right? We're married to you, and yet you let strangers, our enemies, defile the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik used to emphasize this, what I've already alluded to, the fact that this is such a chiddush, that the usual Jewish religious posture is Baruch Dayan Emes. Right? We don't understand, but we accept. And yet today, said Rav Soloveitchik, is the one day a year we have religious license to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. Where do we get it from? So Rav Soloveitchik, in his classic and typical way, needed a matir. It has to be a matir. So what was the matir? Yirmiyahu HaNavi. It says, Echa. If you look at Echa, the various psukim there are challenging and criticizing Hashem's judgment. And yet it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who commanded the Navi to write the Megillah. And therefore, said Rav Soloveitchik, that's the paradigm. It's from that we know that this is a day that's different than all others. Chaim Rosenberg was a 52-year-old victim of the Surfside collapse. It's true, if you just want to be very superficial and look at things by age, so any death's a tragedy, but maybe a 52-year-old man is not as big a tragedy as children and others who were killed in that horrific, horrific accident. And yet, as much as I was reading about the collapse, and I happened to have been in America right after it happened, my aunt actually had good friends, my aunt had friends who actually also passed away, Tzvi and Itti Ainsworth. who were a couple who had originally been from Miami, then they moved to Australia, then they moved back to Florida. Good friends of my aunt who were killed in that collapse. But the name I keep on coming back to, even more than the children or even this family, the Ainsworths, who I had some indirect connection to through my aunt, is Chaim Rosenberg. Chaim was a 52-year-old victim who had just moved to Florida from Brooklyn because he was looking for a fresh start. Because in the last year, his wife Anna had died of cancer, and he lost both of his parents to corona. In 1 year, his wife and both of his parents. And then in Surfside, not only did he die, but his young daughter and son-in-law, Malki and Benny Weiss of Lakewood, who came to visit him, also perished. So yes, I have questions. I do not understand Hashem's judgment. How is it possible that one person could suffer so much? How is a person that one family, I assume there's other surviving family members, he had other children, I don't know how many others, but imagine, I actually can't imagine, imagine their Gehenim, a living, living Gehenim. So yes, at least on Tisha B'Av, we're allowed to ask the things which I think any sensitive person has been thinking beneath the surface from the moment you learned about this. How could it be? Eicha. What happened to Zacharta? What happened to the promises? And one final point before we begin the kina, that constant refrain at the end of each stanza, Zachor Hashem mehayalanu. So this is also an idea which we try to remind ourselves of each year in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that the lanu said of Soloveitchik is not referring just to the Jewish people. Right? The simple pshat of this phrase, of course, is we say to Hashem, remember what happened to us, the Jewish people. Said Rav Soloveitchik, the lanu is actually more all-embracing. It means Zachor Hashem mehayalanu, you and us together. Us is you and us together. The idea which we have as a very foundational part of Hashkafa, of Jewish theology, comes up in many midrashim, of Imo Anochi Batsara. The understanding, the idea, kaviyachol, as it were, that Hashem suffers along with us. In other years, we've actually studied some of the midrashim inside together. We're not going to do that now. But I just want to mention one extra nuance of a point, which I don't think I've previously mentioned, where if Soloveitchik makes this point, he actually makes it not on this kina, but I think it's on kina chaf on page 452, if you have it in the Koran, if you want to see it in that written verm. But basically what he adds to this basic idea, he points out in the name of the Rav quoted from his grandfather, from Reb Chaim, the opening here, Lo Zacharta Bris Bein HaBesarim, right? We're referencing the Bris Bein HaBesarim. So apparently Reb Chaim used to note one of the psukim in the Bris Bein HaBesarim, Bracious, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yudalid, is Hashem says how, you know, there's going to be bad times. You're going to go into Golus, that is part of the Bris Bein HaBesarim. You know, we're going to go down into Mitzrayim. You're going to serve in other people, but Hashem promises us, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yudalid, Don Anochi, one day I will judge them. And the simple reading of the Pasuk is Hashem's telling you, telling us, telling Avram, one day it's going to get bad, but one day it'll get good again, and don't worry. You know, I'm keeping an account. I got the receipts. Adon Anochi, I'm going to hold the Egyptians to account. However, and again, I'm not a grammarian, so I don't want to comment on the grammar of this diuk of Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim said, if that's what the Pasuk meant, then Don Anochi is not the best way to say it. That should have been Adin Anochi. I will judge them. The way Reb Chaim read this Pasuk, Don, is not the Lashon of someone who's sitting in judgment, but of someone who is in litigation with somebody else. In other words, Hashem is promising, Don Anochi, not only will I be the judge, but I am one of the litigants. I will be a party to the litigation. I am sitting totally biased, transparently and proudly biased. I am sitting on the side of the Jewish people. Don Anochi, I am a party to the litigation. I will fight with the Egyptians. I will persecute them. I will treat them as if they enslaved me. They drowned my children. So now, when we come back to this kina, Zachor Hashem mehayalanu, our complaint, our criticism, our challenge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even sharper. You forgot you're on our side. In the previous kino, we talk about the non-Jews betraying us. In essence, now we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you betrayed us. You promised. You were going to be on our side. Not just our big brother who would protect us if someone beat us up. You were going to be on our team. One of the guys, part of our chevra. You promised. And yet, Echa atzta babcha. La bebiara domi memonecha, lozarta bris ben abisarit.